You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome to Off the Bench Summer Edition. All the big news and views from sport.
This will be the last summer edition of Off the Bench because summer, well, it's officially finished, hasn't it? Mm-hmm. We might want to get that updated. Hello, welcome to it, Off the Bench. Scotty Sattler is with me in the studio.
He's such a big hunk of spunk.
And myself, Jason Matthews. We look back on the week of Sports Day. And boy, it's all been about Vegas, hasn't it, Satsy?
So exciting. Mm. I'm really, really excited. And I've been excited a majority of the way. I was a little bit skeptical at first, but very excited now. And so excited after we spoke to one of our colleagues, Andrew Voss, during the week, and seeing the NRL shows come on Fox, based in Vegas as well. So now I'm primed. I can't wait for it.
Does this mean you're going next year? Because I feel like going next year. Look, why don't we go together?
Well, we should be there now.
We can share a room.
We should be doing Sports Day from there now. What time is it over there now?
Surprising with our massive budget.
What time?
Oh, I don't know. I'm looking forward, though. Sunday, I'll have my KFC family feast with me. Can I get stuck into the dig first? We normally do it towards the end, but view the range at sherlocklastlonger.com.au. It's time for our dig for Sherlock Wheelbarrows. We enjoyed some KFC last night. Oh, the other night, I think you had the family feast, and it has nuggets and popcorn chicken. You picked popcorn chicken over a nugget.
Yeah, yeah.
Can't do that.
Well, I do.
You know why the nugget's better?
Why?
It's because it's larger.
No. Well, see, that's why I like the popcorn chicken, because you can fit more in the container. Can I just say, I'm having a dig at you, because when it comes to KFC, it's absolutely disgusting to watch, because to see you put potato and gravy, and you dip everything you can possibly get into that container and then into that gob of yours.
That's what chickens would want me to do, Sats. Oh, hey, on tonight's show, or today's show, you and the Rat spoke to Siebes, the Manly coach, ahead of their game against South. They've been in Vegas the longest, by the way, so let's see if they've been behaving themselves. Broncos assistant John Cartwright, who didn't mind a bit of a wrestle, in his time, he answers the big question about that preseason wrestle between Renault and Carrigan. And we did catch up with Vossi, you're right. We caught up with him to just kind of set the scene of what's going on in Vegas and find out what the buffets are like as well, because that's something that is unbelievable in Vegas. Have you been there?
No, I went there when I was about 10 with my family. So the only thing I can remember is the Pink Flamingo. That's it.
I thought that was a hotel on the Gold Coast.
Yeah, no, so it's the
One of the old ones, yes.
Yeah, it's one of the oldest ones. So right. That's the only thing I can remember.
I want to find out about buffets. Let's go to Vossi. He kicks off the bench this week. Let's go to Vegas.
Hello.
Vossi, we've got you. Hello.
It's incredible, isn't it? Where am I tonight? Good morning, fellas, good evening, fellas, from Vegas, overlooking the Strip from Resorts World, where all the players are housed now. But when I say a Resorts World, I'm talking it's a city within Vegas, 3,500 rooms, three hotels, 50 bars and restaurants in the one complex.
Wow.
And it's just one dot on the map.
Yeah.
Of the Vegas Strip. It's an incredible setup over here, fellas.
And, of course, you've got the biggest room. No doubt we've got the Vegas honeymoon suite.
Vos Vegas, yeah.
Look, the debate going on here at Sports Day tonight, Vossi, is who's going to cut more loose in Vegas? We had Jared Waitley there a couple of weeks ago with Super Bowl. Or is it you, Vossi?
Mate, he's across the line. He went to the Grand Canyon. He went to the ice hockey. He went to the LIV Golf. He went to the Copperfield Magic Show. He went to U2. All I've done is the Bellagio Buffet.
How
in
was
48
it?
Hours here. But, best 68 US dollars I've ever spent. I ate breakfast, lunch, and dinner in one sitting. It was enormous. Seriously, guys, getting out at the Bellagio was one of those wow moments in your life. Like, it was like getting out of a cabin, a movie set. Because you've seen it on, like, Ocean's 11 in so many movies, the fountain out the front of the Bellagio. It really was amazing. And seriously, the buffet was so good. So good. So man, money well spent. So that was my first experience of the Strip, because this is my first time in Vegas. So to walk from the Bellagio back to Resorts World, we're right up the northern end. So the ground Allegiant Stadium's right up the southern end. That's where the Welcome to Vegas sign is. I go past Caesar's Palace, I go past the Venetian, I go past the MGM Grand. You know, you go past these iconic sites. It is an amazing city. And I don't know how we relay to our listeners how big this is for rugby league. On Saturday night, rugby league is up against U2 at the Sphere, Adele at the Coliseum, $1,500 a seat, Christina Aguilera at the Venetian. You know, Copperfield's still got his magic show. There's just so much on, and rugby league is on that landscape and might draw somewhere between 40 and 50,000 people. How good.
Outstanding. I love it. I love it, Vossie. And as we're talking to you now, we're looking at our screens here in the studio, and NRL 360 has just started in this very impressive stage that was used on Super Bowl as well. It looks absolutely amazing. Yep. Now, on the Strip, have you seen any Aussie fans that have been wearing any colours?
Oh, almost got knocked over by them. So for the fan, for the episode of the Fox League, The Fan, which will screen Friday night Australian time, I went out and did a street talk today, you know, trying to tap into the Americans to see how interested they are. Got bowled over by Australians. You know, I'd be trying to, you know, get a rigid-edge American and suddenly, hey, Vossie! Yeah! And there would be a bloke, you know, walk up to you and with a Rabbitohs logo on and want to talk. I don't know what the figure is. I'm a bit lost. It's somewhere between, it's a very rough figure, between 12 and 20,000 Australians have descended on Vegas, or will have in time for Saturday night, which is the game time here. That's enormous. I think this... I've attended a function tonight, a couple of functions tonight, and had a good chat with Peter Volandis. We ain't ever going to have a season opener at Cronulla, Penrith, Parramatta, Brisbane ever again. We are in Vegas and America for the long run, and I feel that every listener right now, I could not encourage them more than for some time in the future to make the pilgrimage here, because it is truly unbelievable. If you've been a rugby league fan all your life, as I have, and you blokes have, to come here and to see billboards, to turn on the radio today, and there's two ads for the rugby league in every break. Oh, it's bloody amazing. Yeah. It's awesome.
Oh, you've set the scene beautifully. I can tell the excitement in your voice, Vossie. And on the back of that, listen, you've commentated at some big events and some big stadiums and even some great regional grounds, which you are. You're a great supporter of regional rugby league.
Oh,
where will this
it.
Sit?
Yeah.
Calling a game from where Super Bowl and guys like Joe Buck were only calling 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, can you ask me probably after Sunday Australian time? Because I've always absolutely held dear to my heart the opportunity to call World Cup finals at Old Trafford. The Theatre of Dreams is it is heavenly. It is something special. And I've been lucky enough to call a couple of, World Cup finals there. Having been to Allegiant Stadium last night, I went there last night and saw this thing called the Death Star. Mate, the hairs on the back of my neck were standing up. And, you know, it's... I don't know what it's cost to rent that out for the number of days they've got it. But I think the fans of the game need to know, those blowing up about the money spent, they need to know without the big venue, we ain't getting on Fox Sports 1. Fox Sports 1 will be broadcast in every bar and tavern in prime time on Saturday night. You will walk into a bar, whether you're in the south of America, the east, the west, the north. You will go in around about 6:30 and rugby league will be on the screens there for 4 hours. That's the breakthrough here, folks. You know, that the crowd doesn't even matter what's here in Vegas. And let's hope it is, 40,000, 50,000. But the potential eyeballs that will see 5 minutes of rugby league mainly to start with, I guarantee if they watch 5 minutes, they'll watch an hour. And from that, that's the foundation stone for getting rugby league on here 30 weeks of the season.
Yeah.
We achieve that. We then get the gambling dollar. The revenue stream is beyond our wildest dreams. So that's the way I'm thinking around this. I applaud the Rugby League for thinking this big. I know there's disgruntled Queensland Rugby League people and New South Wales Rugby League people at the moment, but this is an entirely different operation what we're doing over here. This could sustain the game, could sustain a 20-team competition, country rugby league, the whole bit. It could be, maybe not a bottomless pit, but it will be a very, very lucrative money stream, more so than anything we produce domestically.
Yeah, some very good points there, Vossie. The one thing that I'm, and again, not to be a negative Nancy on this, the only thing I don't understand is that betting agencies don't pay sports for revenue from gambling in the States. So I don't know where that's coming from.
Well, I think to begin with, that will have to work through Fox Sports, won't it? Fox Sports America. So it's almost as if you'd give the game for free to Fox Sports 1. If we can get on Fox Sports 1, the difference between 1 and 2 is hundreds of millions of potential viewers. Fox Sports 2 is ranked, I think, if you Googled it, 120th biggest channel in America. Fox Sports 1's top 10. So that's the difference. That's what we're talking about here. So 4 hours this Saturday night is our chance to shine. I have the utmost confidence. And speaking with Pat Carrigan tonight from the Broncos and Latrell Mitchell was on set, James Tedesco, they understand the gravity of this. They understand the gravity of putting on a show. You know, yes, they're here to win a game and to win round one, but I think they understand the importance of just how big this can be. And I'm a believer. You know, I'm a dreamer. I love rugby league. I mean, I think test rugby league can be so much bigger. But, you know, this is something beyond your wildest dreams. What I've witnessed over the last 48 hours, seeing rugby league on billboards when you walk down this strip in this amazing entertainment capital of the world just about, you know, with so many big acts on, and rugby league, you know, will actually have the biggest crowd of any of them on Saturday night.
Yeah, when you look at it like that, yeah, that's amazing, isn't it? Yeah. Hey, before you go, Vossie, got to let you go shortly, and I know you've been working your backside off today across various shows on SEN and all your Fox things you have to do as well. Opinions that inspire, thanks to the refined 7-seat Kia Sorento. Let me ask both you this question. What is going to be the headline Sunday night after we wrap up Vegas, boys? You go first, Vossie.
Oh, wow, the headline. I'm going to quote Wayne Grady after he won the PGA. Vegas, you bloody beauty. I think that would do me for a headline. Because, maybe I'm fantasising a bit ahead of time, but I'm hoping both games. The only time Manly played Souths last year was round 4, cracking game, Golden Point. I would love that to be our first game, wouldn't you?
Yeah,
Golden
absolutely.
Point first game. And from speaking on the street, more people are dialed into the Broncos simply because of their name than any team that's playing here. I know that's a very simplistic way of looking at it, but I think the Broncos Roosters, you're talking absolute prime time, Saturday night, 8:30 Vegas, across this coast of America. I think a lot of people will be tuned into that. So I'm thinking two close games, two cracking games. Reece Walsh, Latrell Mitchell, Tom Trbojevic, Tedesco, all to shine. How good. So, you bloody beauty, Vegas. Mm.
Go and get some sleep, Vossie. We appreciate your time tonight.
Thanks,
on
Vossie.
Sports Day. Thank you, mate. We've got chills just hearing you set the scene.
Outstanding.
Yeah. Oh, it's big. Yeah, again, to every league fan listening, be it next year, 2026, 2027, 2028, plan now. What year are you going to come over here to do it? Because you will experience something extra special you remember for the rest of your life.
And we can all just stay in Vossie's room because there's plenty of room in that penthouse suite. So thank you, Vossie.
And
for
the tiger
that.
From the Hangover.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And I've got a tattoo over my eye. My Beautiful. Wife's listening right now. I've got a tattoo of mine. I lost a tooth in the last 24 hours. It's been an incredible day.
Have a great call Sunday, mate.
Bye now.
Cheers. There he goes. Andrew Voss. Of course, you can listen to him on 1170 SEN for breakfast with Brandy Monday to Friday.
He set the scene beautifully then. As we said, he's just so excited. And watching 360 now and the people.
Your mate Kenzie's back.
Yeah, good on him. And the crowd that's there watching it as well. It's outstanding. Last night, really quickly before we get to the break, I went to the Gold Coast Titans season launch last night. I've been trying to find words to describe the NRL's move to Vegas, and I'm excited, but I thought Dennis Watt, the chairman of the Titans, I thought he hit the nail on the head with two words. It's bold and courageous.
This is Off the Bench Summer Edition. We'll be back soon. Welcome back. This is Off the Bench Summer Edition.
Manly at times, exhilarating attack sparked by Daly. Cherry Evans last week, straight away they're on the run. And Cola, they'll just take them on and run away. Tolu Cola, well, he's just got around Jareem Buller.
One of the fastest men in the NRL will be converging on the NFL on their territory this weekend. Tolu Cola and his teammates at the Manly Seagulls, again, are going to be kicking off this season for 2024 in Vegas. And we're proudly, we've got Manly coach Anthony Seibold on the line joining us on Sports Day. How are you, Seibs?
Yeah, good, thank you. Thanks for having us, guys.
No, no worries. And before we get into Vegas, Rat, I haven't told you about this. I text Seibs this morning a photo. A really good mate of mine, Clinton O'Brien, who won a cop at Newcastle. Yep. He showed me this photo on Saturday night. It's him, Danny Nutley.
Yes.
Yeah. And he said, who do you reckon that's in the corner there? I said, that's Seibs. So Seibs was an under-17s Queensland against New South Wales photo, wasn't it? So I got to say, there was a
wild bunch.
Nutley. Yeah, wild bunch.
It's a great old photo. I've never ever seen that, but I've got fond memories of that game because we beat New South Wales that night. It was the King Wally Lewis's last ever State of Origin game in 1991. So there was a massive crowd there, and it brought back some good memories. So really good.
I look at some of those players back in your era when you're playing around that 17s, 19s, Seibs. Like names like Butch Fadenauer and Butch. Stewie Collins and Roger Best, Bradman Best's father, one of the best juniors I've ever seen.
Yeah, Bradman was outstanding. He always was. We first made a Queensland under-12 team together, and Roger was the captain of that. He was an outstanding player, played all the school boys. Went down to Manly, actually, after school. Played a couple of years in the lower grades there. But, there was guys like Chris McKenna and Wendell Saylor, obviously Joey Johns, Nick Kosef from New South Wales, John Hoppawattie. So, there's plenty of talent out of both states coming through. Guys like Shane Webke and that, who end up being one of the best ever front rowers. Like Webby was our age group, but for whatever reason didn't get picked in any of the Queensland sides. So he went on to be one of the best front rowers of all time in our game. So no, there's plenty of talent coming through in those days, mate.
And has held a grudge ever since, Webke.
Yeah, I against Seibold.
I'm sure he has.
Yes. Seibs, mate, I'm sure it's a very difficult process operationally putting a trip of this nature together. You're over there in Vegas now. Has everything gone to plan to date?
Yeah, it's been really good. Really good 4 or 5 days. We had to travel over in 2 groups and we did that Wednesday, Thursday of last week. And from international travel with the Wallabies, that it is a little bit of a process to get over jet lag and try and perform. So the first 4 days, was around recovery, regeneration. We got the guys moving on Friday. We did a double session today on Friday. A bit more recovery Saturday, and then on Sunday today, which is the time over here, we did an off-feed session. So we probably took a lot of lessons away from the time with England Rugby. Our head of performance, John Clark, was Eddie Jones' head of performance with England Rugby for 5 years. So we probably learnt on some of our experiences travelling with England, and also we learnt on the AIS to try and combat some of the effects of jet lag and performance. So it's a big trip logistically, and as you guys know, it's a big trip to try and get over that jet lag the first couple of days.
Yeah, nice one. Now, mate, it's reported you gave the players 24 hours off early in the trip just to sort of be tourists and take it all in. Now, there's no one out on bail at the moment. We haven't heard anything, but we just want to check.
The boys did get an opportunity a couple of nights ago to have a look around, which was really good. And it's something that we wanted to do. We sort of spoke about the opportunity for the guys to go and have a look around, which they did. It wasn't 24 hours, but that. So I'm not sure where that came from. But we gave them a night off, and they chose to do what they wanted to do. And we've had a really good balance between working, but also understand the young men. And it's a fantastic place. There's so many things to do here, and it's just about as we get closer towards the day, really narrowing our focus on having the best 80 minutes of our time here. Next Saturday at 6:30 p.m. Las Vegas time. That's when we want to be at our best.
Yeah, mate, I'm really excited to see what the Seagulls can do over there. Based on the fact of, I feel like you're going to take the novelty out of Vegas by being there so soon. A lot of the teams that aren't there, they're going to get there and they're going to have the lights in their eyes. And I know when we played on the Gold Coast, we would sweat on a beautiful, bright, sunny day. And it was like our 14th man, because we knew everyone would wake up in the morning for the game. They'd go to the beach and they'd feel like they're on holidays. Was that something that you thought about before going over there for the extended period?
Yeah, well, it's a good point you make, and certainly I can't talk for the other clubs, because there's more than one way, to skin a cat. So I think one of the lessons I learned from working with England Rugby was when they toured, they would go to wherever the first test was 10 days beforehand. Which essentially is the model that we sort of adopted here. They come to the place we're going to play our game at 10 days early, same bed for 10 days, same team room for 10 days, same training facilities for 10 days. I felt as though we had a bit of an obligation on behalf of the NRL to try and promote the game. Like Jason Sarr, for instance, was on national TV this afternoon on a sports show. And again, we've got a player on one of the morning shows on Tuesday morning on national television. So, trying to generate some interest in this game. But that's why we came here, mate. We just thought, look, we need to try and minimise the distractions. And by coming here and sort of normalising Vegas over the first sort of 3 or 4 days, the novelty sort of will have worn off. And, we can really narrow our focus from Monday here and have a good preparation for our game.
Okay. That was going to be our next question, actually, Siebes, about... Yeah, you being out there and the Bunnies not going out there to promote the game, which you made a comment on last week. But in saying that, so there has been a fair bit of interest promotionally wise from the locals, has there?
Yeah, it's been really good. Wayne Cousins, our media manager, and we've got the NRL organised a media liaison person on the ground here. So we've had a whole heap of requests. We've got an open training session tomorrow and Wednesday where people are invited. Media invited to. So it'd be great to see some local media turn up. But we're trying to do as much as we can with regards to getting some interest in the game. I think there's about 35,000 tickets sold at the moment, or just over 30,000. And it'd be great if we could sort of push it up towards 40,000 and make it a real event. And it'd be great to sort of see 5 or 10,000 Americans turn up to the game who've never watched the game before.
Yeah.
And potentially get interested in it, because it's a great game. We know that, don't we? Know that one of the beauties of our game is the continuity of our game and the physical nature of our game. But it's not a stop-start game like the NFL. So hopefully that might interest some people.
Yeah, I'm led to believe they're going to close off the top section, so it looks like it'll be as full as possible, which would be really good. Now, Allegiant Stadium, have you visited the facility yet?
Yeah, so myself and Tony Mastoff, we come over here in November, so we visited them, had a tour of the stadium, and it's world class. Like it's incredible, and we've actually had Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes staying at the hotel that we're in. We saw Kelce last night downstairs here, and Mahomes has been here for a few days. So they obviously played at Allegiant Stadium, which is over a fortnight ago. The stadium, the guys saw the Super Bowl there, so the stadium's already sort of something special in the eyes of our guys, and to see some of the Super Bowl champions here at our hotel and getting the opportunity to train there on Friday before Saturday's game. I know the guys are really excited about playing at such a venue because it's got a roof on it, it's 21 degrees inside the stadium, it's very unique. It's nothing like we've got back home, so it'll be a great occasion.
Mate, is your room up on the top floor next to Patrick's and Travis's?
Yeah, sweet.
Penthouse?
No, unfortunately it's not. But it's a good hotel. It's great.
Yeah,
the NRL have done a great job hooking up with the resorts world here. But unfortunately, mate, I'm not on the floor where those guys are staying.
No worries, mate. So your training facility, how has it been? Is the setup good? The training's been going well?
Yeah, it has been. We've got a relationship with UFC. They've got a performance institute over here, so we've been using their base there for some of our core skills, our gym, and some of our contact work over the last couple of days. are back on the field tomorrow at Heritage Park, which is a soccer field that's been marked up as a rugby league field to the dimensions of the Legends Stadium for us. So we've got a couple of sessions there, and then we get to train at the stadium on Friday for our game rehearsal. So, yeah, the facilities have been great. UFC have been so good. And the guys are all crazy UFC supporters, and there's been a lot of the fighters, you know, they're training, you know, during the times that we've trained. So that's been great for our guys to mix with some other athletes as well.
If there's one of your players, Siebes, that had to go toe-to-toe with one of the UFC fighters, who's the Manly club putting their money on?
You know what? Probably Josh Holloway. I think if it was a standing fight, like Josh throws him pretty good. I reckon if it was a jiu-jitsu on the floor type fighter, I'd back Jake Mitrovic in. He's like a big bear when he gets someone on the ground. So,
nice.
If you could have a mix between those two, then they'd go all right up on the floor.
Siebes, isn't Jimmy Dimmock, isn't he a black belt in jiu-jitsu or something?
I think Jimmy's actually a brown belt. Yeah.
Brown belt.
Yeah, so he's fantastic at that. Yeah. He's outstanding with that, mate. Like, yeah, Jimmy's 52 now, and he's still, you know, he trained really hard, but he's outstanding at jiu-jitsu. And Jimmy sort of does that for us. He's our defence coach and does the wrestling contact stuff. And we also have a Brazilian jiu-jitsu coach who comes in once a week. But Jimmy, in his own right, is a fantastic proponent of jiu-jitsu himself.
Yeah, good stuff. Now, I suppose a player on everyone's lips, and I've been watching the Manly Way, which is a little documentary that's been coming out each week on YouTube. It's actually a really good insight to the pre-season. And Luke Brooks, I've got to say, he's always been quick, but he just looks like he's got a smile on his face.
Have a breath.
Siebes.
It'd be like a breath of fresh air for him, wouldn't it, Siebes? You'd be feeling good.
Yeah, well, that was probably, you know, one of the attractions. You know, when I spoke to him first of all about coming to our club, I just said, look, you know, Tom Trbojevic, Dale Terry Evans, you know, they're our key players who run our team. You know, we can just take some pressure off you by allowing you to play the natural game and play with a smile on your face. Like, look, his weapons are running the footy. Like, he takes the line on really well. He's got a great left foot kicking game, and he's a really great defender. He gets his body in front, so just trying to narrow his focus to those three things and take away that organisational pressure that sometimes is a bit of a burden for some players. And it's probably, he probably hasn't had the opportunity to be have that taken away from him. So, yeah, we feel like we can get the best footy out of him, but he's got a smile on his face. And I just think, he's got 4 years at our club. We want him to feel like he belongs here at the club. And part of that Manly Way is, you know, we have an induction program and Dixon, you know, was part of that. We want the guys to feel like they belong at our club at the end of that.
Yeah. Good stuff. Well, the fans will have smiles on their faces as of this Sunday Australian time, because round zero for the NRL commences this weekend. We can't wait. The trials are finished. And Siebes, I know you've got a busy schedule, mate. It's great that you've taken time out. Thanks for joining us tonight.
No, great to chat to you guys. Thanks so much for your support. Cheers, guys. See you.
This is Off the Bench Summer Edition. We'll be back soon. Welcome back. This is Off the Bench Summer Edition.
Oh, what a pass from Walsh. Cobbo back inside, and Walsh will go under the sticks. That's better from the Broncos.
Round one of the NRL this Sunday kicks off 12:30 p.m. Wherever you're watching the game, in New South Wales, Queensland, it's 12:30, 1:30 in New South Wales. The Seagulls up against the Bunnies, and then the game after that, well, it's the Roosters up against the Brisbane Broncos. And on the phone, we have live from, well, LA at the moment, I think that'd be right, wouldn't it? Johnny Cartwright, how are you, Carty?
Good, boys. Yeah, we're still in LA, mate. We've got all our prep will be done over here. We get over to Vegas on Thursday.
Okay, so 1987, Alan Langer, the fourth Origin match, gets third in a bodybuilding comp in some bar in LA. Has he revisited that old stomping ground or not?
He might have gone back there, but he wouldn't win the contest this time. No way.
Muscle Beach.
Muscle Beach.
You've been down to Muscle Beach or not yet, Cardi?
Yeah, we actually back for a stroll through there today. We had a bit of a day off today, so had a stroll through Venice Beach and into Santa Monica.
Nice. How are the boys settling in, Cardi? Because obviously, you know, we've seen vision of them at the Lakers and You know, there's a lot of excitement. Are you nervous at all about them being overawed by the environment? And, I mean, obviously you're going to Vegas on Thursday, so you're not going to have a whole heap of time before the game. I know we used to use the Gold Coast as a bit of a 14th man. Are you worried about them being overawed by the situation?
It is a different preparation, mate. I've got to say that. It's, you know, just the build-up. And the players are that excited about going into Vegas to play at that stadium, you know, on the back of the Super Bowl a couple of weeks ago. Like you said, the Lakers game, it's different is the best way to put it, but we've still got a fair bit of time between now and the game, and we'll gradually build with each training session we have.
What's it look like, Cardi, when you're training in those different conditions? And are you doing like two-a-day sessions, or are you trying to, with different climates and whatever it may be, has it been a little bit different to what you're normally used to?
Oh, it's been good because it's been such a hot summer over in Brisbane. But the Rams have been great for us. They've marked the field out for us to the dimensions that we're going to play on. I don't think anyone will notice too much. It's a little bit narrower. I think, not sure the dimensions exactly, but it is slightly narrower. So it'll help the bigger blokes, I would imagine.
6 metres. To be exact, it is. It's from 69 down to 63 metres wide.
Wide. And yeah, then they're a little bit like the old Olympic Park Melbourne Storm in goals as well. So you got one of the best kickers in the game in Adam Reynolds. We know that. Now, from the audio that we heard as we introduced you into the show, is obviously the Cobbo and Walsh combination. Selwyn Cobbo playing in the centres. From that week one, were you happy with what you saw?
Certainly was, mate. I think they took a little bit of time to get going, and it was a hard one to judge. The Cowboys didn't have quite their very best players out on the field, but you can only do what you can do. And I thought, the time that the key players got to spend together, they got better and better as the game went on. Training's been good for the whole preseason. We've been fortunate, you know, had no injuries, touch wood. So they've trained a lot together. Someone's one of those kids that's played everywhere growing up. You know, I think even when he made his debut year, the year before last, he played most of that time in the centres as well. So he's just a natural footballer, mate. You could play him in the front row. He'd pick it up for sure.
Yeah, nice. Now, Brennan Piakura, who I think, been watching the kid since he's about 15 or 16 Very years good. Of age. I think he'll play Origin if he allocates himself to Queensland. How's he going? So is he all ready to go, Cardi? Because we know he was going over there with an injury cloud.
Yeah, he's nearly doing everything at training now. So we've got 3 sessions. So we've got a full week now in front of us at training. We've got Monday, Wednesday, Friday we'll train. I imagine he'll do probably the majority of the session tomorrow. And then he'll do everything from then on in. He's you're dead right there. He's got so much ability, that boy. Probably needs another off season, I would imagine. He's still, you know, hasn't grown fully into his body. He's still very young, but ability wise, he's as good as anything out there.
Yeah, his footwork and just the way he moves and his defence, it's pretty special. Yeah, he knows his way around a footy field, mate. Now, Cardi, congratulations on winning the pre-season challenge, $100,000 for the club, and fancy that, $100,000 in the pocket, and you're in Vegas next week. So, any plans for the money over there, or? It'll be stayed tucked nice and tightly in the Broncos bank account.
Yeah, well, Matty Ballon stayed back and looked after the team. He arrived this afternoon with a really big heavy case, mate. So I'm hoping that was full of cash.
Yeah, well, you must be proud of
something of it.
You must be proud of the young fellas that jumped in there
and to Brookie as well.
To go to Brookie and they really did a number on the Roosters. I know they obviously had not their strongest side out, but you must be proud of the young guys, you Kevy and yourself.
Yeah, it was good to see that. It's always very hard for those guys that come in and do a pre-season and, you know, they pretty much know that that's it for them. They go back to their clubs and hopefully impress and then hopefully pick up a contract at some stage, you know, in the future. So it was really good for them to get that opportunity because, you know, if we were at home, we would have played probably our strongest side in the trial, being the last game before the comp started. But the opportunity was presented to some young fellas that have done some training trials, and by all accounts, didn't see a lot of the game, but by all accounts, they did a fantastic job. And yeah, to come away with a win in that preseason was huge result for us.
Yeah, Deluise Horta was really good. I've always been a fan of Deluise. He's a mature age player. Now, Cardi, what's it like over there? Is it starting to gather a fair bit of momentum with interest in relation to the game, or you haven't really sort of experienced that yet until you get out to Vegas?
Yeah, probably more so when we get to Vegas, mate. Like, we're in LA at the moment. We've had some, the boys did some promotional stuff at the basketball the other night. I don't know if it came across in any vision, but they spent some time with there was a Magic Johnson sort of came along, and I think the boys were down on the court with the players before the game.
You better call him the Magic Johnson, weren't you?
I missed that, mate. Sorry.
I said you were about to call him the Magic Johnson. You're not really up to date with your NBA, are you, Cardi?
No, it was funny when we were walking into the stadium, and this big guy was walking towards us like he's. And it was one of those heads. I knew it was somebody. I just wasn't quite sure. Shaq O'Neal was going through my mind. I'm glad I didn't say good day, Shaq.
Nice. Oh, now good news for the club. It's been reported over here, but that Adam Reynolds is. Extended for that year in 2025 next year. With that, Cardi, and with the age that he is and the history of sort of lower back and hamstring injuries, which has been well noted, is it part of the Brisbane Broncos that you try and manage his workload as much as possible and maybe not playing in some games?
Oh, that it could get to that, mate. I think he'll probably, if he gets through the training and he's right to play, I'd imagine he'd play most of the games, but it might be the fact of resting him through games. Look, to be honest with you, he does a fair amount of the training anyway. The staff are good here. They pretty much, he knows his own body. They leave it up to him pretty much how much he gets through the sessions. And as I said, he gets through most of the sessions all the time. So he looks after himself, and he obviously still loves the game, and he's playing great footy. So it's a real bonus for us.
Mm. Now, mate, another report. Kevy has said he'd put his mortgage on the fact that Reece Walsh will be re-signing with the Broncos. Are you on board with that? You prepared to put your mortgage on the line, Cardi?
Mate, Kev, have you seen Kevy's house? That's enough of the mortgage. That'll cover what Walsh is after. Look, I'd be doing the same thing, mate. If I was players like that, keep you in jobs. You know, he's it's pretty scary how good he could be. You know, he's still growing as a person, and he's still growing as a player. And what he's done, he does things on the field that I really haven't seen anyone do, probably since Billy Slater. So it's all in front of him, and he seems to be a Brisbane boy now. I think he's very comfortable there, and I'd be very surprised if he went anywhere.
Yep. Cardi, people like us and the listeners don't get to see behind the curtain what a lot of these players are like, just amongst the playing group and whether like the Energizer Bunny or, they're quite reserved and quiet. Give us a little bit of an insight in the listeners. What's Reece White like just behind closed doors with his teammates?
Mate, he's very serious about his footy. And it's probably not something that does come across when you look at him, because he's always got that cheeky smile on his face. But when it comes time for football, he's very demanding of himself and the players around him, which, I think all the very, very good ones are like that. But you get him away from the footy, he's certainly a cheeky little bugger. If I could have caught him at times, I would have had words with him. He's good for a wind-up. He's a very funny young lad, got a good sense of humour. And you're right, when you said Energizer Bunny, it's probably the best way to describe him.
Yeah, okay. Now, thanks for joining us, Cardi. I know it's it's all hands on deck at the moment over in Vegas, but Rat and I were talking off air, and before we let you go, now, as a self-proclaimed wrestling champion...
Yeah, we know how good you are.
...that you always say you are, did you critique Pat Carrigan and Adam Reynolds' wrestling technique a couple of weeks ago?
Well, after the once it was all, the dust had settled, I did have words with Patty about, me getting dusted up by a halfback. So we've done a few little extras over here. I used to call him Triple H, but I won't be able to call him that anymore after watching that.
A halfback from Redfern. We've been eye gouging.
Biting, scratching.
Yeah, exactly.
Anything.
Hey, Johnny Cartwright.
Yeah, no rules with Reno.
Exactly, yeah. Johnny, thanks very much, Cardi, for taking time out to join us. And good luck this week. Hope you have won the win. And then secondly, hope you have a lot of fun as well.
No worries. Thanks, boys.
This is Off the Bench Summer Edition. We'll be back soon. Welcome back. This is Off the Bench Summer Edition. Time for a racing update for Racing Queensland. Racing action continues every day across the Sunshine State. Check out racingqueensland.com.au for where Queensland is racing today.
Yeah, what are you really gambling with? Chris Nelson joining us now. Full disclosure before we look at the weekend of racing, Sats and Chris. And Chris will give us some tips, which we do appreciate. But just a word of warning, most of the horses he's tipping at the moment get stuck in the barriers. So maybe look at the weights before you.
You.
What? Did that not happen on Wednesday? Yes, it did.
No. And you know what? And I'll tell you something else. It happened last Saturday as well. I've gone through two consecutive Doomben meetings where, oh, you need to be up front. So you tip these horses, they're going to be in the first four or five, and they miss the start, and they're about eighth. And you're like, what's it?
You also need to check and see whether the horse is an offspring of a possible donkey or zebra.
Well, I tell you what, Sats, the few that I'm tipping at the moment, they've got to be closely related to, I'd say, more like camels.
Mate, you're going to hit back this weekend. Where are we racing?
I will. Well, we're racing at Eagle Farm, and I love that. I would be happy to race at Eagle Farm every single day of the week. So we're back there on Saturday, which is good. That's our main meeting, of course, in Queensland. But we also have a meeting at Aquas Park Gold Coast on the Poly Track. The Dolby Newmarket on Saturday. So no Toowoomba meeting on Saturday night. We race at Dolby in that area instead. And we race at the Sunshine Coast on Sunday. You would have thought, and we were, but we're not. That meeting has been abandoned on Sunday because we've moved our meetings to the Poly Track due to all the wet weather we've had at the Sunshine Coast. And unfortunately, we didn't get enough acceptors and there weren't enough horses to fill all the races. So that meeting has gone by the wayside. Yep, so nothing on Sunday, so it's a day off for everyone.
Wow, there you go.
Okay.
Okay, what are we putting our money on, Chrissy?
Responsibly.
Yeah, well, absolutely. We've got racing, of course. We've got great racing right around the country. Group 1 racing in Melbourne, Group 1 racing in Sydney as well. These are the three best bets across the country. Randwick Race 6, number 1, Manal. Very, very good first up. Has some strong form lines, can win. Randwick again, race 9, number 3, Olentia. Absolutely, well, should have won. Best of good things beaten first up. Should have won easily. Can make amends on Saturday. And the value bet comes up in Brisbane at Eagle Farm. Race 10, number 14, Lady Ladar, who gets to 1,600 metres. Two runs this time and have been very, very good. She gets back, she'll run on. She'll be steaming down the outside at probably double figure odds. So they're my three for Saturday, guys.
Rightio. Good stuff, mate. Enjoy the weekend. Check out racingqueensland.com.au for where Queensland is racing today. What are you really gambling with? For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au. Go well, Nelso.
I'll be doing my best, Jase. Have a great weekend, guys.
See ya.